time and I go back to sleep.
Just kidding. That's not the end of the episode. Welcome to Who Sing It Better, the short commitment show where seven contestants sing the same 30-second excerpt of the same song, and a panel of three judges critique and rank them. Basically, the show works out by me choosing a song and clipping it. Then, I send that audio file to seven lucky people who signed up to be on the episode. The sign-ups are found on the Who Sing It Better thread in the casting offices of Voice Hollywood. So, hey, if you like what you hear on this show, and you like singing, and maybe you're a little interested to step up to that mic and record a tidbit of a song, go ahead and try to sign up for the next episode. Moving along, if you haven't already noticed, the theme of this episode is Friday. Happy Friday, y'all! TGIF. Unfortunately, our contestants have to sing to Rebecca Black's nonsensical internet hit, Friday. Since you guys are gonna suffer in a few minutes, I have Katy Perry's Last Friday Night playing to buffer our ears before the torment. Unless you hate the song too, then I'm sorry. But did you know that in the music video for this song, Rebecca Black makes an appearance? If you haven't seen it already, you should go and check it out, because it has Darren Criss in it too, otherwise known as Blaine from Glee or Harry Potter from the Very Potter musical. Anyways, this is the fifth episode, and I'm happy with seeing a lot of new faces on the show, more so than the previous episode. We have two new judges on the panel, and we have some new contestants as well. Of course, a troll song like this would obviously spark interest. Maybe next time I should do the Nyan Cat song? Anyway, let's get going to who you'll be listening to tonight. On our roster sheet, we have Copper, Sukono, Ambi, Heaven Incarnate, Dylan Collins, Jenny Seas, and Skywish. As for our judges, instead of telling you, I'll let you find out yourselves. Let's start with Omi Pride 09, who won first place in the last episode of Who Sing It Better.
Hey there, it's Omi, Omi Pride 09. My musical background, I have been singing all my life. Like, my family is like literally a big old mass of gospel, black, hey, type singers and stuff, and church and stuff, so I was brought up in church as a soprano. Yeah, I was a male soprano, and I still have my genitals. Okay, that was a little bit too much. Anywho, yeah, I've been singing since I was like five or something. I have been acting since eighth grade of high school, doing musical theater and stuff. So I have a good background, I guess. I have a big range too. I was a soprano until freshman year of high school. So yeah, as far as VH stuff goes, I started on performance. Didn't get very far, but that's okay. I went up to Happiest Competition on Earth, and I did a whole bunch of different shows. I was in the finale of Pop Star, second place. I also have judged Conquer Your Voice with Mifair Bob and Read to Me. I'm currently judging, well, by the time this is aired, I won't be judging. Once You Go Black, that's actually my show that I made, produced. So yeah, that's pretty much all that's about me. I think that's good enough. Bah.
This is Princess Garnet. Introducing myself. My musical background. I don't actually have a lot of musical background, in the sense that I only started singing quite late. in life when I was about 14, because I didn't think I was very good and had shyness issues. But I am currently in an online choir on YouTube. I sing on YouTube, and that's about it, really. I play guitar and a little bit piano. Hoping to get ukulele soon. VH show experiences. I have auditioned for Last Voice Singing and The X Factor. I'm still waiting to hear what's going on there. I'm in Big Brother. Is that, I think that's a show. Yeah, I'm currently in Big Brother. And I've judged a performer immunities session. The duet with Self one. That's about it. And I'm currently, well, I currently host and judge on Seven with my friend's beloved star and Dylan Collins. That's about it, really. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hello, this is Silver Soulbird. Some might also know me as Kayla. And I'm relatively new to VH. Haven't been here very long. So, for some people, this may be the first time I've ever heard them sing, which is exciting. Anyway, so for musical experience, I've been taking voice lessons since I was 5 or 6 and been singing in choirs for most of my life, local choirs, elementary school choirs, high school choirs, college choruses, and so on. At one point, I was even in a show choir, which was, in hindsight, a very bad idea because I cannot dance at all. In high school, I was also really active in musical theater, and my school had a really, really good theater department, so I was able to be in a few musicals. Since starting college, I haven't done a whole bunch in musical theater, time management and all that. As far as other instruments, I can play piano and guitar, though I play guitar better than I play piano, and my piano kind of sucks, so when I say that I play guitar better, it's not saying an awful lot. As far as vocally, I've competed locally and provincially. I've not won anything substantial, though. VH shows that I've been in, the first show that I was on in VH was Performance Season 2, and that's not even over yet, so that just puts a little perspective, when I say that I'm pretty new to VH. I'm also judging for I Second That Emotion, so you guys should all watch it, listen to it, whatever. At this point, I think I'm pretty much rambling, so that's about all you need to know about me.
So, I'm pretty stoked for tonight. How about you guys? I can't wait to see if the contestants actually took this song seriously or not. We'll see. So, I'm gonna go back to coming up with interesting ways to introduce our contestants. So, tonight, I'm gonna come up with scenarios of how each contestant would troll an online forum called VH on the spot. So, for our first contestant, he's a guy. And you know, most trolls are guys, I think. And so, if this person were to troll VH, I don't think this person would really troll VH. Oh, that's a fail. Kind of just seems too nice of a person and isn't really, like, you know, active amongst people. I don't know. Maybe you guys can come up with something for him. Our first contestant
is Jenny C's.
Gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying,
yeah!
Partying, partying,
woo!
Fun, 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 looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, I like how guys can go sound feminine. Like, did he sound like feminine? Yeah, ooh, go Genesis. So, if I epic fail on saying how a person would troll on VH, feel free to like comment on the Who Sang It thread, the one where like I actually post episodes, and come up with your own scenario with how people would troll VH. Anyways, let's not encourage that, but you know, if they would. But let's go to the judges. Let's go with the person who introduced themselves last. So, Soulbird.
Hello, Genesis. I think that's how you pronounce it. Genesis? I just won't say it again. Between you and Dylan, I'm convinced that this song was actually meant to be sung by a guy. I don't know what it is. I just seem to prefer it when a guy sings it. Like I said before, I think it just makes it sound not so annoying and just, ugh. Sorry, this song gives me the creeps sometimes. Anyways, you kept your notes were all on pitch. Some people have had problems going a little off pitch on some notes, especially like the longer held ones, but you kept your pitch, so good for you. At first, I was a little unsure at the beginning because you did lack a little energy. But obviously it's not a very long clip, so obviously you picked up the energy really quick, and once you're getting to the hays and the woos, then the energy really went up, and so did my opinion of your performance. So other than that, I don't have anything to criticize about it, because I also thought this was a very good entry.
Okay, Genesis? Genesis, I really don't know how to pronounce your username, so please let me know, because I don't want to seem rude. Okay, the first note that I had was great energy. I thought you did a really good job. And I don't know if this is an insult or not, but your voice really suited the song. Like, this kind of new young pop style that's coming in. Suits quite well. I don't know, maybe you should sing some Bieber or something. Yeah, I really liked it. I think there were like a few very slight intonation errors, but apart from that, you did a really good job. So well done.
JC, well, Genesis, or whatever you go by now. this was really cute. I felt it was a little bit too sung and not. Like, this song, you really need to, like, play around and have fun, because it's already not a liked song. So if you just sing it normally, it won't have as much of an effect if you actually, like, play around and just not really take some liberties, but just give it your all. That being said, it was still really nice to listen to. I love the woos and the yes. I'm glad people are actually adding stuff to that. Yeah, other than that, it was just really nice and good work.
So, Omi called you JC, so I'm going to call you JC too, JC. Is that all right, JC? Okay, the next person who's up, I really don't think he would try to troll VH, just because, you know, VH is his thing. He created it. I don't really think the creator of VH would try to troll his own site. Well, obviously, Dylan Collins is up next.
Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Yo, it's the weekend.
It's Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying.
Oh,
partying, partying.
Yeah.
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Okay, we had a MCBFF cameo there, appearance. Did you guys hear him? He was like, yo, it's the weekend. It's the weekend again. Oh, yeah. I bet that was MCBFF. If Dylan Collins tried to troll his own site, I bet it would have to do something with MCBFF or Adrian Vader. But I don't know how many people know about Adrian Vader. Anyways, let's go to Omi.
Oh, Dylan, you crack my stuff up. Okay, getting to the chase. I felt that a little bit too much was happening at the same time in the chorus. Like, it was like you had the main, it's Friday parts, whatever. And then you're like, yeah, it's a Friday, it's the weekend. And then just some other stuff was thrown in there, and it seemed a little bit squished. But if I look past that, like, I, like, really enjoyed this. It was really fun to listen to, and it was just, it was cute and hype. And you should be, like, one of those hype men for, like, celebrities and stuff to get people, like, excited and stuff. You should do it for Rebecca Black. I'm sure she would love you.
I hate this song. Dylan Collins, I actually really liked your rendition of the song. I think that there was some intonation errors when you went into the chorus, and some of your harmonies in the chorus were a little bit off as well. But I thought that you had really great energy on this. And I liked the voices that you added to it as well. They like also had great energy, because it's really easy sometimes to have energy on the main vocal and then lose some of that on the additional voices. I also like the fact that you took some artistic license with some of the note patterns in the song. I like the change that you made on Mind Up in particular. I thought that was a good choice for you. Yeah, I really liked it. You actually made me like Friday, which is a feat. Well done.
Dylan, what is up? I'm sorry. Your submission was different than other people's because you had some of the background voices. And sometimes they were good and sometimes they were a little distracting. But overall, I think, I don't know what it is about the song, but you wouldn't think that it would sound good with a guy singing it. But for some reason, I kind of prefer it being sung by a guy because it actually makes it sound like it could be a regular pop song rather than the annoying mess that it is. Anyways, I also really liked your energy at the beginning. It kind of, you kind of lost the energy a little bit by the end, but not too much. Like, it was still there. So overall, I thought this was a strong submission and I liked it.
This is the end of part one. If you wish to continue to listening to who sang it better, click on the next part, which is part two. Thank you.